תחת שום הספרד יוד משל אל בטל שנוזנו בתוך הדושם. The onion that was put into lentils. The onion was truma and the lentils were not truma. And the lentils had previously been cooked and the water was filtered out of them. And both the lentils and the onion were hot. Im shalein mutter. If the onion is whole, then the lentils would be mutter for a non-kohen to eat. As the onion would not have given flavor to the lentils, as that is the nature of lentils, that it doesn't take flavor from a whole onion. So therefore, it would be mutter for non-kohen to eat the lentils, as even though normally when you put two hot foods together, they give flavor to each other, but in this case, the onion, which is whole, would not give flavor to the lentils. The nosing time. But if the onion of truma was cut before it was put into the lentils, in such a case, it is possible for the onion to give flavor to the lentils. So how could we know whether or not the onion gave flavor to the lentils? Only a kohen would be allowed to eat the lentils to see if it gave flavor, as a kohen is allowed to eat truma. So therefore, a kohen would taste the lentils, and if he tastes that the lentils does have some flavor from the onion of truma, the lentils would be forbidden for a non-kohen to eat. An onion of truma that is put into any other previously cooked item besides lentils, it wouldn't make a difference whether the onion was whole or cut. It's possible for the onion to give flavor to any other cooked item besides lentils, even if it's whole. So therefore, a kohen would take the cooked item and see whether or not the onion gave flavor to the cooked item. If it did, it would be forbidden to a non-kohen. Rabbi Huda Masha B'Tachana Shein Elalito Ezazuhuma. Rabbi Huda permits Tachana, a small fish pickled in brine. If you put an onion or truma into the pickled fish, Rabbi Huda would hold that the pickled fish are mutter to a non-kohen, as the onion would not give flavor to the pickled fish. And the onion is not put into the pickled fish to give flavor. It's put into the pickled fish to soak up the residue. As the onion soaks up the residue of the pickled fish, that's why the onion is put in there, not to give it flavor. Second Trumois Perek Yud Mishnah Bey, Tafor Sharasko, Vinasra Litochisa, Vichamsa. A Rezu Asura, an apple with truma that was chopped up and put into a dough of chulin. The dough was not truma. And the apple caused the dough to rise. The dough became leavened because of the apple of truma. The dough would be forbidden to a non-kohen, even if you take out the apple and there's nothing left of the apple in the dough. But since an apple of truma caused the dough to rise, the dough would be forbidden to a non-kohen. So I read enough l'toy chabor shomayim. Barley of truma that fell into a well of water. Afal pishe yivishu, name of mutar. Even though the barley of truma gave a bad taste to the water, the water in the well is mutter by a non-kohen. A non-kohen should drink the water once he takes the barley of truma out of the water. Even though normally, when truma gives taste to non-truma, the non-truma becomes forbidden to a non-kohen. But in this case, the taste that the barley gave to the water is a bad taste, not a good taste. And truma only causes chulin to become forbidden if it gives a good taste to the chulin, not a bad taste.